I resolved to return to Geneva instantly. As I drew nearer home, grief and fear again overcame me. It was completely dark when I arrived in the environs of Geneva. The gates of the town were already shut, and I was obliged to pass the night at Secheron, a village at the distance of half a league from the city. As I was unable to rest, I resolved to visit the spot where my poor William had been murdered. I walked on, although the darkness and storm increased every minute, and the thunder burst with a terrific crash over my head. I perceived in the gloom a figure which stole from behind a clump of trees near me. I stood fixed, gazing intently. I could not be mistaken. A flash of lightning illuminated the object and discovered its shape plainly to me, its gigantic stature and the deformity of its aspect, more hideous than belongs to humanity, instantly informed me that it was the wretch, the filthy demon to whom I had given life. What did he there? Could he be the murderer of my brother? Devil, I exclaimed. Do you dare approach me? And do not you fear the fierce vengeance of my arm wreaked on your miserable head? Begone, vile insect! Or rather stay, that I may trample you to dust! My rage was without bounds. I sprang on him, impelled by violent hatred. He held me easily at arm's length and said, "Be calm. Hear me before you give vent to your hatred. Have I not suffered enough that you seek to increase my misery? Life, although it may only be the accumulation of anguish, is dear to me, and I will defend it. I am your creature. Make me happy, and I shall again be virtuous."
Begone! I will not hear you! There can be no community between you and me! We are enemies! Begone, or let us try our strength in a fight in which one must fall!
How can I move thee? Believe me, Frankenstein, my soul glowed with love and humanity. But am I not alone? Miserably alone. You, my creator, abhor me. What hope can I gather from your fellow creatures who owe me nothing? They spurn and hate me. Let your compassion be moved, and do not disdain me. Listen to my tale. The guilty are allowed by human laws, bloody as they are, to speak in their own defense before they are condemned. Listen to me, Frankenstein. You accuse me of murder, and yet you would, with a satisfied conscience, destroy your own creature.